This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. It's officially hockey season. In the NHL, Ottawa beat Toronto 5-4. St. Louis won against Chicago 5-2. Edmonton bested Calgary 7-4. And it was San Jose over Los Angeles 2-1. The Boston Bruins open the regular season on the road tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets at 7. Meanwhile, the Islanders take on the Rangers also at 7. Buffalo Sabres top line center Jack Eichel is out indefinitely after being diagnosed with a high ankle sprain on Wednesday. The Sabres provided the update hours after Eichel was hurt in the team's final practice before it opens the regular season hosting Montreal tonight. Just one Major League Division series has yet to be settled, and it resumes today in Washington. The Nationals will host the Dodgers in Game 5 of the National League Division Series, with the winner earning the right to head to Chicago to face the Cubs this weekend. The 4 o'clock game will be televised by the MLB Network. The American League Championship Series gets underway tomorrow with Cleveland hosting Toronto. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, Denver takes on San Diego at 8:25. Los Angeles police say a detective's death won't impede a rape investigation of Knicks star Derrick Rose. The LAPD says Nadine Hernandez was one of several detectives investigating the allegations. Police say the 44-year-old died from a gunshot wound to the chest in a suspected suicide. Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy says he's inviting 15 to 20 Buffalo police officers to an upcoming game at a time when the 49ers visit Buffalo next. And quarterback Colin Kaepernick is protesting police in the treatment of African Americans and minorities. McCoy says his gesture isn't a direct response to Kaepernick's kneeling protests during the national anthem, and that he has no problem with his protests. Instead, he says it's an appreciation type of thing, with police taking more heat. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.